Rick Broida is with me here, and Rick is not only our gadget guy, bringing all sorts of fascinating gadgets like a thermal camera that he brought with us today and taking a picture that we posted online, but he's also known as the Cheapskate and a columnist in many, many different places on the internet. But he's also an entrepreneur. And as a matter of fact, in our show today, he mentioned a new business that he has that I just got to give him some time, more time to talk about. Rick, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Foster. I'm really excited to talk about this.
Now, this is not online, I understand.
No, this was a real-world, honest-to-goodness experience.
Real world.
Real zombies, real world.
Yeah.
There's something, okay. Something just doesn't sync there.
There's no screen involved. There's no keyboard. It's real.
No, it's called Trapped in a Room with a Zombie.
Exactly.
This is your new business.
This is the new business, and that's the literal description of it. So
what is that?
So what it is you and a group of up to 12 people. These can maybe be friends, or you could be on a date night, this could be coworkers. This is actually a great team building exercise. You're locked in a room for an hour, and there are various puzzles throughout the room that you have to solve, clues that you have to figure out in order to escape the room. And the reason you need to escape the room is that there is a zombie chained to the wall in the room with you. And every 5 minutes, a buzzer goes off, and the zombie gets an extra foot of chain. So by the time the hour is up, the zombie has enough chain to eat everyone in the room. If you don't figure it out, then you're zombie food. In a figurative sense, of course. We don't actually let the zombie eat you.
Good. Well, that's good news, you know.
So how do I get involved in this?
Right. So, I mean, if you actually were to Google Trapped in a Room with a Zombie, the site would come right up. But I first encountered this show in Chicago. This has actually been running in other cities around the country for about a year, but it had not come to Detroit. And I actually reached out to the guy who runs the show.
I love it.
And said, you know, hey, if you have any interest in bringing this to Detroit, I'd really love to be involved. And, you know, the long story short is here we are, and we open around December 12th. And it is really, really fun. My daughter and I did this in Chicago. We came out grinning like idiots. After getting eaten, by the way.
So where do you go? Is this a physical location?
Yeah,
right?
So the actual location, this is actually going to be located in the Penobscot building, right here in downtown Detroit.
Really? Okay.
And it's on the second floor. And so if you want to find out more and you want to buy tickets, you can go to escapeplansmichigan.com.
Escape?
Escape Plans Michigan.
Michigan.com. Okay.
Or if you Google Trapped in a Room with a Zombie, you'll get kind of to like the main site, and then you can click through to Detroit, and that will get you there as well.
Because they're in Dallas, they're in Boston, they're in a whole bunch of places.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I am just absolutely over the moon, thrilled to be bringing this to Detroit. Everybody who does this,
I love it,
has a great time, and starts December 12th, so go hop online, order some tickets.
So there is a limited time period that you have an hour that you would be playing this game?
You have an hour, and what's interesting about it is that it takes, this is very challenging. It's not scary at all. I don't want people to confuse it with a haunted house. It's fun. It's funny.
Okay.
It's really interesting to see how people interact when they're kind of in a confined space and there's something as distracting as a zombie that's like rolling around on the floor and like trying to get you.
By the way, who gets to play the zombie?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty fun acting gig. We do hire people to be the zombie and be the host of the show. And it's really cool. I invite you all to come do it. Bring your significant others. It's a blast.
Okay, again, that is going to be in December?
Yeah,
December
12th. And there will be shows on weekends and also weekdays. You can book private shows if you want to bring in a group, like coworkers, or you want to have a private party. All that can be done.
And the website again is
escapeplansmichigan.com.
Excellent. That's it. Or you could go to Trapped in a Room with a Zombie. You can do that on, you know, put that whole thing in, and then you'll get the main site, which has different cities that are
right. We'll tell you more about the show and let you link through to Detroit.
We've got to have you back after this in December to talk about the experience and maybe to have some of the folks who have experience of the program.
I think sure. That we ought to, as guest, host of this show, go in, experience ourselves so that we can
absolutely. We got to have an internet advisor day.
Right?
I would love to have the zombie get a crack at you guys.
see how smart
you are.
We could have some of the engineers come in. And
sure.
I love it. Dinner with a zombie. Oh, dear. That's Mr. Rick Broida. Thank you again so much, Rick, for being here.
Thank you.